The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, a recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. After more than a year of battling the spread of COVID-19, the Virginia Department of Corrections is reporting zero active coronavirus cases in state prisons. As Whitney Evans reports, new data puts the death toll and infection rates in context.
The Marshall Project, which is a news organization dedicated to criminal justice reporting, has tracked COVID-19 infections in prisons across the country. As of early June, cases among incarcerated people had reached 400,000. At least 2,700 have died. In Virginia, corrections officials have reported about 9,000 COVID cases and 56 deaths. Most prisoners who were sick have recovered and have been vaccinated. The positivity rate in Virginia's 26 prisons was almost four times that of the state overall. The death rate was 1.5 times higher. Prison staff also suffered from the rapid spread of COVID-19. More than 2,600 have been infected, and at least five have died. Nationwide, California tops the list with more than 49,000 cases in its state-run prisons. That slightly exceeds the number of infections in federal prisons, which have had more people infected than any other system. Whitney Evans, VPM News.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner is part of a bipartisan coalition that's put together an alternative to President Joe Biden's infrastructure proposal. The cost of this version is about $900 billion. Speaking with the Washington Post yesterday, Warner described the challenges of trying to pay for the package the group has proposed.
We have our Republican colleagues who don't want to, in this package, in any traditional sense, raise taxes. And we've got the president who doesn't want to have any kind of user fee or tax increase for people who make less than $400,000 a year.
Warner and the other nine U.S. senators put their proposal together after talks between Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito failed to reach a compromise. Tonight, Chesterfield residents will have the chance to comment on what the county should do with over $68 million in federal money. The funds come from the American Rescue Plan Act, passed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Budget officials will give a short presentation on the county's Facebook page starting at 6:30 this evening, followed by a question and answer period. The public will have another chance to weigh in on the distribution of these funds at the Board of Supervisors meeting a week from tomorrow. Two measures protecting Virginians from being evicted are slated to end later this month. This comes as nearly 160,000 residents fear they could lose their homes soon because they won't be able to make their rent. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. From partner station WHRV, Sam Turkin has more.
Last October, Tanika Calloway lost her job as a personal care attendant. Soon, she was behind $5,700 rent. Her landlord could have forced her out had there been no federal moratorium on evictions. A separate Virginia law required the landlord help her get rent relief. It all worked out. The state paid off everything she owed.
I was so thankful. Who wants to be homeless?
Calloway took advantage of those eviction protections at the right time, because come June 30th, they'll expire. Holly Yates is a housing attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Eastern Virginia.
It makes for a perfect storm of just folks who are in incredibly tough situations and through no fault of their own lost their source of income.
Landlords say the expiring eviction protections are unnecessary. Patrick McLeod is CEO of the Virginia Apartment Management Association.
A lot of people don't realize evictions are expensive. It is in the property owner's best interest to apply for the rent assistance, keeping people in housing.
Governor Ralph Northam has not said whether he will extend the measure forcing landlords to help tenants get rent relief. Federal officials have also declined to say whether they'll continue the nationwide eviction ban.
That was Sam Turkin reporting. This is VPM News.
This newscast was recorded on
Monday, June 14th at 6 p.m.
Some of these stories may have changed from the time you've heard them. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.